Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. I am Jonathan Messenger, and I am here alone today with a very important message for my listeners. This is really something different than what we've ever done before on this show, and I hope you can hear the urgency in my voice. This is super important and really could change everything about so much about how we live today. This is bigger than any one podcast. This message could change everything we know about not just podcasting, not just the smartphone that you're maybe listening to this podcast on, not just about the school that you're maybe going to or from when you hear this message. Not just about the incredible hydroelectric, artificial intelligent, disruptive, renewable invention that I have created. And not just about hats. Though this message will change everything you know about all of that. Especially hats. You see, as I've been working as a science fiction podcaster, every episode of this podcast has helped me explore different theories I have for this new, incredible, hydroelectric, artificial intelligence, disruptive, renewable invention that I have created thanks to this show. I've been exploring all of these ideas that have led up to this moment that not only am I a science fiction writer, but I'm also a scientist, and it's going to change everything about how we live in the world today, and I'm going to tell you about it right now. Okay, so this message is...
Hey, Jonathan.
Oh, hey, Bebop. I'm a little busy here.
That's cool. Are you doing an episode without me?
No, of course not. This is more like a bulletin than an episode. Breaking news, you know? I'm trying to get a message out to the world.
So it's not an episode of the podcast?
No, I'm trying to use my platform as a podcaster to change the world.
Oh, that's cool. This isn't about your hydroelectric, artificial intelligence, disruptive, renewable invention, is it?
Why?
Is it?
Well, yeah, partially.
Oh.
Wait, what do you mean, oh?
Nothing.
No, go ahead. Here, press stop recording over there so we don't waste any more battery. There you go. Okay, what's up, Bebop?
Well, you know how you made that new, incredible, hydroelectric, artificial intelligence, disruptive, renewable invention?
Yeah, Nihadi, for short.
Right, Nihadi, for short. That's really catchy, Jonathan.
Huh, thanks. Well, what about it?
Well, so I saw it, and I thought it looked really cool.
Oh, thanks, Bebop.
And I ate it.
What?
I ate it.
What?
I ate it.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying what out of surprise. What do you mean? Why did you eat it?
I was hungry, and you had all these drawings for the plans for it, and so I ate all of the drawings.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not the end of the world. I mean, it took me 2 years to complete those drawings, but as long as I still have the actual invention, it's no big deal.
Oh.
What? Why... Oh, again, Bebop.
Well, I ate that too.
You ate my invention?
Yeah.
How did you eat my invention?
With my mouth, duh.
That's not what I meant. You ate the whole thing.
Yep, And you know what the worst part of it is?
The guilt you feel?
No, I'm cool with that.
The fact that you destroyed years of my work?
I mean, that's not my favorite part, but...
Well, then what's the worst part, Bebop?
It didn't even taste that good.
Ah, Bebop, that is not the worst part.
Well, Jonathan, look at it this way.
Yeah?
I don't have anything. I just know that's what people say. Look at it this way.
Okay, Bebop. Well, I still have a message for listeners about something that I mentioned earlier. Something that is going to change everything you know about hats.
Oh.
Oh, no, Bebop, don't tell me.
No, it's nothing.
You couldn't have eaten my new hat invention.
No, gross. I wouldn't eat your hat.
Okay, good. Then can you go get it? I want to be able to look at it so I can describe it to listeners.
Where is it again?
It's upstairs in my closet.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I hung it right in the closet.
Guess again.
What do you mean, guess again?
I ate it.
What, you ate it? I thought you just said you didn't eat it.
I did, okay, fine, I ate it. It had that cool symbol on it that was kind of like art, you know, and so, yeah, I ate it.
Bebop, my life's work! It's all been eaten.
Sorry.
Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna go get back to work. You can turn the recording back on now if you want. Send your own message to listeners.
Oh, right. Turn it back on.
Don't tell me this has been recording the whole time.
Maybe.
All right, I'm getting out of here. Goodbye, Bebop.
Well, hi, everybody. It's Bebop. As you probably know by now, today is April Fool's, and I thought it would be really fun to prank Jonathan by eating all of his hard work, but I didn't know he'd be such a spoilsport about it. What a Debbie Downer. Hey, what was that? That was weird. Anyway, thank you to all the kids who continue to write into Prank Club with amazing ideas for pranks to pull on Jonathan. Being a prankster is a full-time... Weird. What was that? As I was saying, being a prankster is a full-time job 365 days a year, not just on... I feel kind of weird. What is happening?
Booyah!
Jonathan!
You pranked!
What?
I saw all those emails you were getting from listeners with prank suggestions to pull on me for April Fool's Day, and so I drew up those plans, and I made that hat, and I put robot itching powder in them because I knew you would eat them.
Ah, is that what I'm feeling? Itchy?
Yep.
I don't like it.
Prank Club 2019, baby! Jonahan's Revenge!
Oh, I'm so itchy.
Yeah, you have little sparks coming out of everywhere. It's harmless. It'll pass in a few minutes.
You got me.
Hey, Bebop, while you're sparking like that, stay away from the computer, will you?
Why, Jonathan?
Just stay back.
Why should I, Jonathan?
Because you have sparks.
Would your microphone like some sparks?
No, get away from the...
Jonahan's Revenge. Huh?
Bebop, no, don't. Ooh.
Can you believe that? He thought he could prank me, the prank master. Come on. Well, thank you so much for listening to Prank Club 2019. Bebop still rules, baby. And I want to let you know that this episode is part of Kids Listen Sweeps. Kids Listen is a member organization full of awesome podcasts for kids. And I want to tell you about two that are participating in the April Fool's Day event, including... The Good Words Podcast and Cool Facts About Animals. Who doesn't like good words and cool facts, especially about animals? Links to both of those shows are in the show notes. Check them out for your whole family. And we will see you on Wednesday for a regular episode if Jonathan can fix his mic.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes Podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.